T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We got Cam Tom on the phone with us right now.
So I could talk 5 minutes about this for sure.
For sure.
But all I know is I'm a Cameron Tom fan, and I'm glad he's still on board.
Coming back to the Saints in free agency, Cameron Tom, Saints offensive lineman. How are you, Cam?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on.
You bet. So how quickly did it come for you guys? In other words, that, hey, I want to go back to New Orleans. Was there much of a debate?
No, not really. A place I wanted to be from since I, became a free agent. So it kind of came quickly. I had some other offers, but just felt the most comfortable here. So.
And, Cameron, I look at, your career, obviously a local native, being Baton Rouge. You always talk about LSU players, but I say, well, look, he's from Baton Rouge. I know he went to Southern Miss and stuff, but Cameron Tom, I like his flexibility and development, whether it's center guard or guard and center. What did you view yourself as now? I'm looking at, when you came on board in 2017, you played 11 games with the Saints, all of which came in 2018. Now, but what was that undisclosed injury in 2019? Or what happened? Because going into the season, I'd say that they would count on you. Then all of a sudden, you're on injury reserve. What came about with that?
I just had to have shoulder surgery. Injured it in a preseason game against the Jets, and I just had to have surgery, and it was kind of like a season-ending type thing. So it was. It's pretty frustrating, but I'm good now. I'm healthy, and I'm ready to get back to work.
No, when you're talking about getting back to work, do you view yourself? Do you think you could play at the highest level in the NFL, whether it's center or guard, or guard or center? Obviously, you don't want to be one dimensional. But what are you more comfortable with?
To be honest, it doesn't really matter. You just got to be able to, especially in the NFL, you got to be able to play multiple positions, especially if you're not a starter. I just continue to be, continue to work on, at each position, and just try to, play the best as I can, and, be the best, whatever position I am, just be the best at it I can be. So.
Now, Cameron, were you, players, we're all sensitive, we glad we're in the NFL, but you look at, that all of a sudden you're originally a restricted free agent, but the Saints declined to tender you, and then you become unrestricted. Is that a humbling experience? And I know you're great. You feel grateful to be back with the Saints, but is that something that you feel somewhat maybe a chip on your shoulder? You got disrespect, and I'm going to show them what I can do?
Yeah, I would say, it's definitely humbling. Definitely a humbling experience, but at the same time, I understand, my position in the NFL is I got to, continue to, battle every year to, get a spot on the roster. So it's not really anything different than, last year or the year before. I mean, just come in and compete for a spot on the roster.
Cam, how do you feel like you've improved since entering the league? What part of your game has improved?
Just kind of understanding, NFL offenses, coming from Southern Miss, we were mostly spread, and then getting here, you run a run multiple different things that I run in college. And then, you know, and as I played more and more, it's begun to slow down a little bit, understanding defenses, what they're trying to do. So I think in that aspect, it's gotten a little easier, you know, coming in and playing and, you know, understanding what's going on.
Now, you know, Cameron, looking at obviously this competition and you have camaraderie, y'all in the same meeting room, you know, when you look at the position groups. But what is your relationship with, like, Will Clapp? Because y'all kind of in the same boat. You're just trying to fight your behind off to make it. But just talk about that, because I think the fans would be interested, because it's kind of like really the same age and where y'all at competing. And it's all about opportunity, and obviously you got to stay healthy. But just talk about maybe a relationship you could have with Will Clapp. And I mean, I know it's dog-eat-dog, but sometimes you cannot let that go to the surface. But what is your take when I bring that up? Because, listen, the NFL is that competitive. And here's Will Clapp, went to LSU. He's from New Orleans and all that. Do you feel sometimes you're behind the eight ball, or you know the Saints will be fair with you if you get the job done?
I mean, me and Will's relationship is really good. We definitely help each other out. So, I mean, it's nothing like, you know, no disrespect. Like, he sees something in my game that that I can improve on. He'll tell me, and same thing with him. Yeah, I mean, it's just competition, and, you know, there's nothing you won't see at any other position, but we definitely have a good relationship and, you know, help each other out there.
Now, Cameron, Tom here on Sports Talk. Go ahead, Bobby.
Yeah, now, Cameron, what about, because from the get-go, considering the high expectations, where you drafted, just watching the film and all, you have to be impressed when you look at, because you are there of Max Unger, and then all of a sudden, when you look at Eric McCoy, what he was able to do last year, it seems like we didn't skip a beat as far as him just stepping in, even though he was a rookie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Eric came in and did a really good job. See it during OTAs and training camp, you know, he continued to work. And, you know, since I was hurt last year, I was able to, you know, watch a little bit closer, I guess you could say, like kind of from the outside. And it was, yeah, like you said, didn't miss a beat from when Max was there. He did a really good job.
Cam, given the circumstance of what we're all dealing with COVID-19, how are you able to train, and what are you doing to train? Because at this point, you guys would be in, I think, week two or three of the conditioning program.
Mm-hmm. So obviously, you know, the gyms are closed. So I'm actually in Baton Rouge. Can't really work out in New Orleans because they closed all the parks. So I'm in Baton Rouge, just at this local park here, and I'm just kind of doing what I can, doing some stuff outside, position drills and things like that. I'm just trying to, you know, stay, like you said, stay in shape and, you know, be ready for whenever come back from this.
How much contact have you been able to have with your position coach and maybe kind of get some things that, you know, he wants you to get done?
Yeah, we haven't really, I guess we haven't been able to start yet. I think we were supposed to start in a couple weeks.
Okay.
So he'll probably contact me here soon and, you know, let me know, what to work on and, you know, probably try to get back into the swing of things with, you know, meetings and stuff. But we'll see you here in a couple weeks.
Cameron, Tom, Saints offensive lineman, back with the black and gold after experiencing a little free agency. Cam, thanks for the time. Good luck to you, and we'll see you soon, hopefully.
All right. Thank you all. Thank you all for having me on.
All right. Thanks, Cameron.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.